Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Today is a beautiful day in the studio. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is home, and the title of today's lesson is A Fresh Garden for Spring. A Fresh Garden for Spring. So, Katie, what's a garden?
Well, a garden is a place where you can find a lot of different things. Some people have vegetables in their gardens, and other people have flowers in a garden. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I'm your other teacher here on the show.
All right, friends. Turn to the right page of your magazine and read along with Katie.
Spring is here. Abby is happy. She loves fresh flowers. Maybe she can plant a garden. She can go to the nursery after work. The nursery sells flowers. They also sell seeds and soil. What is your favorite flower? The yellow lily is Rob's favorite flower. Purple tulips are very pretty too.
This is a lesson all about spring. It's a special season every year. Abby is happy. I think many people are happy when it's spring.
When it's spring, that means that winter is finally over, so it won't be so cold outside anymore.
And that means you can go out and play in the fresh air. How wonderful! Do you like spring, friends?
Today, we will learn about a lot of words you can use when you want to talk about the spring. So make sure that you listen to us well.
All right, so let's get started. Let's go and learn our key words with Christina.
春天来了， Abby 很开心，因为她非常的喜欢鲜花。鲜花就是 fresh flowers， 形容词 fresh 是新鲜的意思。Abby loves fresh flowers， 既然那么喜欢花花草草的，或许她可以弄一个花园。Maybe she can plant a garden。要弄一个花园，至少要买种子和土。名词土壤就是 soil。Abby 说 ，I can buy some seeds and soil。Rob 最喜欢的是黄色的百合，黄色的是 yellow。Yellow lilies are Rob's favorite。而 Susie 喜欢的是郁金香 tulip。她和 Rob 两人都觉得紫色的郁金香特别漂亮。紫色的就是 purple。
Hi, Abby. Susie, guess what?
What?
Spring is here. I'm so excited. Don't you like winter?
Yes, I like winter and spring.
What do you like about spring?
I love fresh flowers. They look pretty.
They smell nice, too.
Maybe you can plant a garden.
Wow, our friend Abby is really, really excited about spring. Spring is one of the seasons of the year. A season is a time of the year. What are the three seasons, Katie?
Well, the other three seasons are summer, fall, and winter. I love summer. That's my favorite season. Which is your favorite season, Peter?
Well, I'm like Abby.I like the winter and the spring. She has two favorite seasons. And what does she like about spring?
She loves fresh flowers. Those are some of my favorite things, too. But let's talk about that question that Susie asked Abby.
Yes. What do you like about something? You can ask a friend this question. It's a great way to learn something new about something you haveno knowledge about. Ask someone this question.
Right, like, I know Peter is from a place that's called Colorado. If you meet Peter, you can ask him, what do you like about Colorado?
And I'll say, I like the weather and the mountains in Colorado. See, friends, when you ask this question, you can learn a lot about something.
And what do you all like about learning with Rebecca?I think you like it because you learn so much with her. Let's go to her now for some help with that question.
If you want to ask someone what they like about something, you can use this grammar point. What do you like about noun? For example, what do you like about the book? Or what do you like about the class? I know that you can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. We know that Abby really likes fresh flowers. In the spring, it's her favorite season. So why does she like them?
For a couple of reasons. She thinks flowers look pretty and they smell nice too. Fresh flowers are the best.
They are. Fresh is a key word today too. What does it mean? Well, something fresh is good or it's new.
Fresh flowers have just been cut and they look really nice. After a few days, the flowers don't look as nice. They start to die and they aren't fresh anymore.
That's right. That means fresh flowers come from the ground, and spring is the time to plant them. So let's go to Christina and learn about this word.
因为 Abby 喜欢鲜花，所以 Susie 觉得她或许可以弄一个花园。Maybe you can plant a garden. 动词 plant 是种植、栽种的意思。你可以说 I can plant some flowers in my garden.土壤如果不好就没有办法种东西了。I can't plant anything there. 这些都是 plant 当动词的用法。Plant 还可以当名词用。当它是名词的时候就是植物的意思。比如 It's a kind of plant. 它是一种植物。或 There are many different kinds of plants in my garden. 我的花园里有很多不同种类的植物。所以 plant 可以当动词，也可以当名词。
I found this paper on the floor. Is it yours?
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's my list of flowers.
Why do you have a list of flowers?
I want to plant a small garden.
That's cool.
I can go to the nursery after work.I can buy some seeds and soil.
Abby is really excited about the spring. She wants to plant a garden. And you can plant things like flowers and food.
You plant things in the ground, and they take some time to grow. Have you planted things before, friends?
Today, Abby wants to plant some flowers. She's going to plant a small garden.Peter, what kinds of things can you have in a garden?
Well, we can have flowers in the garden, but you can also plant fruits and vegetables in your garden, too. You can grow your own food if you want.
That's right. Some people like to plant fruits and vegetables in their gardens, and that can help them save some money.
So Abby wants to plant some flowers. That's why she wrote a list.A list is something you write down when you want to remember things.
Yeah, Abby wants to plant a few different kinds of flowers. So she wrote a list so she wouldn't forget what kind she wants to plant. What other lists can you write, Peter?
Well, you can write a list when you go to the supermarket. Write down all the things you want to buy.
And you can write down a to-do list.That's when you put all the things you need to do in one day on one list. And then you won't forget the things you need to do.
Exactly. So now Abby won't forget which flowers to buy. But let's talk about something a little different. Where did Taylor find the list?
Good question. She found the list on the floor. So Abby must have dropped her list of flowers.And that's why Taylor gave it back to her.
Yeah. So what can happen next? Abby can go to the nursery after work. What's a nursery, Katie?
Well, there are two kinds of nurseries. One nursery is a place where you can buy plants, like trees and flowers.
And another kind of nursery is a place that takes care of children.
That's right. But at this nursery, Abby can buy seeds and soil. Let's go to Christina for more help with that word.
要弄一个花园的话，至少要先买种子和土壤。土壤 soil 是今天的单字，这个字的字尾是 L 的音，对我们很多人来说比较难念，所以我们来练习一下 S-O-I-L soil， 请你试试看，先不要念 L 的音，念念看 S-O-I soil， 然后再加上 L 的音，念 L 的音的时候用舌尖轻轻的抵住上颚，先念 soil， 然后再加上 L 的音 soil soil， 注意 I 要念短音，不要念成长音的 E。 我们来一起来练习 soil soil oil oil boil boil spoil spoil。 如果你觉得自己对这个 soil 的发音掌握的还不是很好，建议你可以重复多听几次，多多练习哦。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, that's all the time we have for now. We're going to take a short break. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello again, everyone. Today is a home lesson. Abby is so excited that it's spring. It's a time to plant a garden. Have you planted a garden before, friends?
And Abby wrote a list of flowers that she wants to plant in her garden. Taylor found the list and gave it back to her. Let's see what happens next in Conversation C.
Do you like flowers, Rob?
Sure. Flowers are nice.
What's your favorite kind of flower?
I like yellow lilies. They're also my mom's favorite flower.
Lilies are beautiful.
What about you? What is your favorite flower?
I like tulips.
Tulips are really nice too. The purple ones are the best.
Yes, they're very pretty.
In Conversation C, we saw Rob and Susie. They are just talking about flowers. Rob and Susie both like flowers.
Like I've said, flowers are the best. They are so pretty, and many people love them.
One question that you can ask a friend is, what is your favorite flower? It's another good way to get to know someone better.
Yeah, so Peter, do you have a favorite flower?
I don't have a favorite flower, but I really like sunflowers. I think they look nice, and they kind of remind me of the sun. Okay, Katie, how about you?
My favorite flower is called a peony. I think that they are so beautiful.
Wow, that is pretty. Friends, what is your favorite kind of flower? Ask someone, and you'll learn more about them.
Good idea, Peter. Let's talk about Rob and Susie more now. Rob likes yellow lilies, but did you know that there are many different kinds of lilies?
Really, Katie?
Really? There are tiger lilies. Those are orange, and there are Easter lilies. Those are white and have yellow on the inside.
Huh. And then there's pink lilies too, right? There are many kinds of lilies.
And we also know that Rob's mother likes flowers too. She and Rob like the same kind of flower.
Aw, that's sweet. They both like yellow lilies. But what is Susie's favorite flower, Katie?
Oh, she loves tulips. Tulips are also another beautiful flower. They come in many, many different colors.
Yeah, many people buy tulips in the spring. It's a very popular kind of flower.
So, friends, what about you? What is your favorite flower? Don't you think that flowers are beautiful?
Or maybe you don't think flowers are that great. Maybe you just think that flowers are nice. And now I know a nice calendar phrase.
Flowers are nice.
Flowers are nice.
花很好。
Do you like flowers?
Yes, flowers are nice.
Do you like roses?
Yes, flowers are nice.
I have some beautiful flowers.
Oh, flowers are nice.
These flowers are for you.
Oh, you're so nice.
Flowers are nice.
Flowers are nice.
花很好。
Friends, now we've reached the end of our lesson, and that means that it's time for us to review our keywords. You can say them with us now.
Here's our first keyword today. Fresh. Fresh. I buy fresh fish at the market.
Garden. Garden. There are many flowers in Mom's garden.
Soil. Soil. Plant the flowers in the soil.
Yellow. Yellow. The taxi is yellow.
Purple. Purple. Rebecca's purple shirt is very pretty.
Okay, everyone, those are all the keywords that we learned together today. Make sure that you keep practicing them at home. But right now, we'll continue our review and look back at all of today's conversations.
Hi, Abby. Susie, guess what?
What?
Spring is here. I'm so excited. Don't you like winter?
Yes, I like winter and spring.
What do you like about spring?
I love fresh flowers. They look pretty. They smell nice, too.
Maybe you can plant a garden.
I found this paper on the floor. Is it yours?
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's my list of flowers.
Why do you have a list of flowers?
I want to plant a small garden.
That's cool.
I can go to the nursery after work. I can buy some seeds and soil.
Do you like flowers, Rob?
Sure. Flowers are nice.
What's your favorite kind of flower?
I like yellow lilies. They're also my mom's favorite flower.
Lilies are beautiful.
What about you? What is your favorite flower?
I like tulips.
Tulips are really nice too. The purple ones are the best.
Yes, they're very pretty.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm going to plant a garden, Monkey Man.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to plant some seeds.
Well, great. What kind of vegetables will you grow?
Oh, I'm not growing vegetables. I'm growing flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah, flowers are beautiful. And they smell good, too.
But you can't eat flowers. You should grow vegetables.
That's funny, Monkey Man. No way.
So what are you going to do with the flowers?
I'll keep some, and I'll give some to my friends.
Well, okay.
I'll give some flowers to you, Monkey Man.
No, thanks. I'd rather have vegetables.
Huh.
How's your accent? Let's check it in 4, 3, 2, 1. not the things you do or say that people notice along life's way. What you are speak so loud, they can't hear what you're talking about. Attitude is how you act, not just talk to talk and given the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace.
Doing things can be more fun, fun is turning to the sun. Doing things can be more fun, turn a storm into the sun. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's the place you have to start. Right. The things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's the place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way.
Don't let your attitude get in the way, get in the way.
Now let's give it up to Jason. What you gotta say?
Yeah, it's not the things that you are saying that people notice the long life way. But you are speak so loud, they can't hear what you are talking about. And it's curious how you act. Not just talk the talk and give the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace.
And that's the end of another English lesson, friends. Thanks for practicing your English with us today.
We hope that you enjoyed this lesson that was all about spring. Flowers are wonderful, and in the spring you can plant a garden of beautiful flowers.
That is what Abby is going to do. Maybe we'll find out more about her garden in tomorrow's lesson. Until then, friends, keep practicing the English we learned today.
Yeah, you can talk about your keywords with a friend, and you can practice using the patterns and phrases that Christina talked about with you as well.
Tomorrow will be part two of this lesson, so make sure you come back to learn more with us then. There's always more to learn on this show.
And now it's time to say goodbye and see you tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.